Hello, sir.
Hi, Harvey.
One of the few things that we hear an entrepreneur say time and again is, I am very busy. Your friend asks you, okay, it's Friday night, let's go out for a drink. You say, I am very busy. This is your standard reply. In all this busyness, we take off a few things off our to-do list. What are the few things that you think are the most important ones that you should never take off your list?
Okay, very interesting question, Arni. As an entrepreneur, irrespective of whichever age you may be at, we tend to use the word, I'm very busy, too often. And then there's another word that we use a lot, is I'm very tired. And that again is something which we hear of all the time. I remember when my children were growing up, I used to tell them that two words are not part of your dictionary. One is tired, and one is busy. And when they would call me and tell me that, you know, Pop, we've been working 18 hours a day and we've been working 19 hours a day as young people in their respective organizations or as entrepreneurs, I never felt sorry for them. I always said, you're not going to work for 18 hours a day now. When are you going to work? So work is something which is going to be a part of our life. And I'm a great believer in work-life balance as well. But I think there are certain dreams, certain aspirations that we all set out for ourselves. And we've got to do everything that it takes to achieve those. Now, when we are running and working so hard, I've seen a lot of young people and older people compromise on their health. And that is a big no-no. Because if your health is not okay, no matter what you do, your dreams, your aspirations will not be met. Because an unfit body cannot possibly live up to not being tired and not being over busy. So I think it's important for each one of us to have a regime or a regimen of exercise, which you do every day. I think it's very important to have a routine, you know, whether you wake up at 8 o'clock, whether you wake up at 9 o'clock, but you've got to live with a routine. I've been an early riser, so I wake up at 5 every day, but that doesn't mean I work from 5 a.m. to midnight. I switch off my phone at 7:30 p.m. I don't watch anything. I don't even look at messages after 7:30 p.m., but I can afford to have that luxury today. On the other hand, in terms of working hours, I still am able to do that. I exercise 6 days a week, basically because every day that you exercise, you're giving back to your body the energy and all the other chemicals that your body produces to be able to keep running faster.
Right. Thank you. Talking about physical health, yes, that's important. I have not gone to the gym in the last 6 months. I probably should. But the other thing is the mental health too. You have to wake up every morning and keep pushing forward despite all the challenges being thrown at you on a regular basis. How do you keep up your mental health?
Very, very often in your entrepreneurial journey, you have the desire of just throwing in the towel and saying to hell with it.
Right.
You know, you've had a frustrating previous day. You know that 3 of your 10 meetings today are going to be tough. And the urge to, you know, curl up in your bed and sleep for 3 hours or more is always there. Because you have this thing of, you know, how do I duck this problem? But you know, I know, and everyone else knows that you can't duck any problem, right? You have to face it. So therefore, it's all in your mind. And as entrepreneurs, I think we need to be very, very strong mentally to be able to confront our daily challenges. You know, whenever people would come to me and say, I've got one piece of good news and one piece of bad news, what do you want to hear first? And my answer was always, give me the bad news first, because I know that I will have to intervene to resolve that. All the good news, you take credit for it. I don't really need to know what it is. But as the entrepreneur, you got to make sure that you are strong enough to be able to face your daily challenges. And daily challenges could come from any direction. They could be work-related, they could be environment-related, they could be colleague-related. You know, you could have a senior, trusted colleague suddenly resigning and walking away. What do you do? You could have, you know, some labor inspector walking in on a national holiday and saying, how dare you open your office and work today, right? You could have your own health facing a challenge. You could have a problem of health in your family. you're confronted with all kinds of personal barrages in terms of problems every single day. And as an entrepreneur, it's important to have a strong mind and not give up. Keep going, because that is what you want to be able to reach for your ambition.
Yes, temptation of giving up is way too much.
Yeah.
Okay, you have said this repeatedly, that as an entrepreneur, you get to choose which 18 hours you get to work for. And I have taken it very close to heart. However, 18 hours is still a long, long time.
I agree.
It does not leave you much time for your personal self or with your family. Now, how do you deal with those 6 hours? How do you manage your 6 hours so that you get to spend some time with yourself as well as your family, your friends? How do you do it?
Let's define 18 hours. Most of us, unless we make a conscious decision, are with our emails, with our WhatsApps and our personal devices, even when we are at home. Every time I talk to somebody and I say, will the world come to an end if you don't respond to your WhatsApp message within a few seconds? And invariably the answer is no. So I tell them, I ask them, why do you do it? The 18 hours a day is self-created. And most of us want to push ourselves to a level where we just assume that without us, our organization cannot run. Or without us, our organization will come to a halt. And therefore, I've known close friends who keep their phone next to their bed. And even, you know, at 1 o'clock in the morning, they wake up just to look at their phone to say, have I got a message? And I think that is some kind of problem they've got. Because, you know, it used to be in the case of BlackBerry, when BlackBerry had first come.
Right.
Where people would keep looking at the BlackBerry saying, how come everyone's forgotten me and nobody sent me a message, right? So I think this 18-hour day is self-created. Nobody created us to work 18 hours a day,
right?
We have to have time for ourselves. We have to have time for our family. We have to have time to be able to sleep. And so it's a mindset issue.
So we need to factor in the personal time and the time with family within these 18 hours and not 6 hours that we really need to sleep.
Those to sleep, absolutely. I used to talk to the principal of my son's school, and he asked me once, how much time do you spend with your son? And I said, oh, I spend quality time. So he says, what is the meaning of quality time? Do you tell him that from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. is your time, and that's the time I'm going to give completely to you? After that, leave me alone. He says, you know, you don't buy time like this. And there's this old story of, and I'm sure all of you must have heard it, about this little girl who went to her father and said that, how much do you earn in 1 hour? So the father got very upset and said, what do you mean how much do I earn? What has that got to do with you? I'm providing for you. He says, no, Dad, how much do you earn in 1 hour? So he says, I earn, you know, $200 in 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
She said, okay. After 8 or 10 days, she took $200 to him and said, can I buy 1 hour from you? Now, I think that is such a strong message,
right,
that this little story gives to each one of us, to say that if we don't have the time to be able to spend with our children, then what are we working for? And I remember having this chat many, many years ago and telling my own family that, you know, why do you think I'm working so hard? I mean, I'm doing it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard many people say this many times.
Even I have heard it.
My wife turned around and said, no, don't say that. 22 days of work, a month, traveling all over the world, you're doing it for yourself. All that you, your family wants is to get some time from you. And I think that's something which has stayed with me.
Talking about providing for your family, one of the mistakes that entrepreneurs make is not giving them a salary in the initial years. One of the problems I feel, or I have felt over the years, is how much salary should I give myself? You have to give yourself salary, you have to get it out. But I am the company and the company is me, you know, the vice versa. So how do you decide first on how much salary to give yourself? And the second is, why do you really need to give yourself a salary?
Okay, that's a very, very interesting question you've asked, Arun. And it's a very common challenge every entrepreneur faces, because the entrepreneur says, that's my company.
Right.
I'm making losses in the early days, and therefore, I will sacrifice and not give myself a salary.
Right.
I think that's the biggest mistake every entrepreneur makes. I made it myself. For the first 4 years of my journey with Guardian, I didn't pay myself anything. And it wasn't seen as a favor that I had done to the company. Because when I got private equity, and I said, you know, I didn't pay anything to myself, the response I got was, who asked you not to? End of discussion, right? I think you are shortchanging yourself by not paying yourself anything. You're shortchanging your family. And in some way, you're also shortchanging the company, because it is important for your company and your colleagues to know that all the efforts that you're putting in have a price to it. There is a difference between the work that you are doing as an entrepreneur and the ownership of your company.
Okay.
The ownership of your company is you as an investor in the company.
Okay.
And therefore your returns from your ownership have to come through dividends and valuation and whatever else.
Right.
But the 8, 10, 12, 15 hours of work that you put into the company has to be remunerated. Very often, and again a very common problem with most of our new companies, is that they don't have the money to pay the entrepreneur.
Right.
And my advice to everybody then is that there is a difference between accruing your salary and paying yourself. Because accruing your salary affects a profit and loss account. Paying yourself affects your cash flow.
Right.
So your cash flow may not be good enough to be able to take money out, but you are the CEO of your company and you're the entrepreneur.
Right.
So therefore your company has to charge what is rightfully due to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. As and when, you know, so you start making large enough profits, that's the time you should pay yourself. Finally, the question you asked is, how do I determine how much to pay myself?
Right.
And that, I think, can be determined very easily. If you were to go and talk to people and say that, if I want a job, what would you pay me after 7 years, after 8 years, after 10 years of work in a field like yours, which is in technology, you'll have a very clear answer. Because you're the entrepreneur. But there are people like you who are running large companies as well.
Right.
So therefore, you can make an assessment. There are enough tools available in the market today to be able to determine what kind of salary you should be getting. Not salary, but compensation, which includes stocks, which include, you know, perquisites and so on.
Right.
So the biggest mistake each one of us has made as an entrepreneur is that we believe that not paying ourselves because it's our own company is a sacrifice we should make for our company. My answer to that is no.
All right, so thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Brand Called You podcast. Be sure to visit tbcy.in to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover fantastic bonus content. You can follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Simply search for the Brand Called You. Thank you, and see you next week.